Looking for salad ingredients or want a new type of tea? No need to head to the store. Just look outside your door, even if you live in the middle of the city. Some Anchorage residents are urban gatherers. KSKA's Ann Hillman went out to check on a free-range garden.
Matthew Lohr rides his bike up the Chester Creek Trail in Midtown Anchorage and pulls off to the side, not far from a busy road.
So this is a spot I go to in the spring a lot. And it's kind of fun because when you're staying on the trail, you really don't notice that there's a lot of nettles here. But once you start walking in it, see all underneath here, this is all nettle. The whole place is going to be nettles.
He bends down and starts plucking off the top two tender leaves with his bare hands, despite the fact that stinging nettles, well, sting.
I kind of relish the sting because it's a reminder that spring is here.
The fuzzy, jagged-edged leaves fill his bag. Lohr's getting enough for the evening stir-fry and some extras to dry for the upcoming winter. He says gathering is a fun way to stay engaged with the environment and provide friends with healthy local foods. Lohr is an urban gatherer, one of the people you see on the side of the trail with grocery sacks filled with dandelion greens, fiddlehead ferns, fireweed shoots, and even Devil's Club. Michelle Wilbur is another.
Everybody knows Devil's Club, right? You're not going to mistake Devil's Club. And in the early spring, you go out and you see these big, spiky stalks coming up, and you're like, there would never be anything you'd want to eat about that. And the name makes you think that it would be ultimately poisonous.
Wilbur leads wild edible walks for Alaska Community Action on Toxics and gathers for her own family.
But the new little shoots, when they first come out, the spines are furry instead of spiny at the very beginning. And so you need to get them really early. It's way too late right now to pick Devil's Club.
So she hands me a furry shoot picked a few days before, the last of the season.
It's a strong flavor, too.
It reminds me of, like, really bitter carrots.
Yes.
On the grass, Wilbur displays a wild harvested salad bar. The greens are lemony and sharp or bitter or nutty. Wilbur says they're loaded with nutrients and grow everywhere. You just need a knowledgeable friend or a guidebook to make sure you're gathering the right ones.
Every year when I'm putting in these annual gardens and then I'm going out and harvesting all these nettles that are nobody's tending and there's huge plots of them, I'm like, why? Why don't I just harvest nettles instead of babying these little broccoli starts along? But they're both good.
Wilbur emphasizes you need to be aware of your surroundings when you harvest. Don't clear out an area. Just pick a few so the plants can grow back. And make sure the plants you're picking haven't been sprayed with herbicides or pesticides. Tim Stallard is the Invasive Plant Program Coordinator with the Anchorage Park Foundation. He says herbicides are used sparingly in the city's parks to kill things like the invasive bird cherry.
Yeah, the bird cherry, it's kind of like the, you know, Medusa, where you cut off its head and it'll grow like 10 more. If you just cut it down, the stump will sprout, and then the roots themselves can sprout up to 30 feet away.
So they apply herbicides directly to the stumps. They also do limited spraying for Canada thistle when necessary. For larger projects, they get approval from community councils first and always post signs to let people know about the chemicals. But Stellart says people gathering food need to use common sense.
If you go in an area and see dead plants or damaged plants, you know, obviously something's not right, and that something's not right should trigger in their mind, and you wouldn't want to gather plants in that area.
Back on the Chester Creek Trail, Lohr digs his fingers into the soil to harvest a dandelion root.
So this isn't that big. If it's looser soil, you'll get, I've found that I get bigger roots.
When he gathers enough, he'll dry them, grind them, and make a hot tea-like beverage. But for now, he tears off a leaf and starts eating. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.